Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. And today I'm joined by Ben Harris, CEO of Decibel Insights in London. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Ben, let's just start off with a little bit about what Decibel Insight does.
Okay. Well, to set the scene firstly, it's a product that helps improve website conversion. And the problem that we sort of seek to solve is to fill the gap between the charts and tables that tools like Google Analytics provide, which tell you about how your website's performing, but then actually the gap between that and knowing what to do to improve your website.
Yeah.
So Decibel Insight is about showing real human behavior behind those metrics to find out why your site's performing the way it is.
Cool.
There's sort of three key elements to that. There's visitor session replay, which is the ability to record and replay sort of video style how your visitors have moved around your site and interacted with it.
Mm.
It's also heat maps, which aggregates those interactions so you can analyze what's working and what to improve. And it's form analysis, so you can see where the frustration and frictions are for people on forms that cause abandonment.
So you actually have a product there. And I was interested particularly that you made a sort of decision recently to sort of embrace the freemium model. And I was just wondering how that process went and sort of what led to that. Because a lot of the people listening to this podcast are sort of small and medium businesses, and some of them may have a product and some of them may be considering going to the freemium model. So what was the process that led to that?
Okay, well, I guess it started about a year ago, and I was in a park and I bumped into an old friend of my brother's who has always liked to wind me up.
Yeah.
And we stopped and had a quick chat, and he asked me if we were offering a freemium model yet. And I said, no, just free trials. And he laughed at me and said, well, you will. And I guess that slightly irritating thought was in my mind since then, really. And it made me question whether really a 30-day free trial was enough. When we started, we felt that this would be the thing that enabled people to understand a bit about the software and see it. But really, the experience has been that in order for you to conduct a free trial, generally, you have to be quite far down the buying decision process, which kind of really becomes more of a proof of concept, which wasn't quite what we designed at the beginning. So I guess we had to think about the realities of that and felt that really we had nothing to hide and that we were in a situation where we were better able to take advantage of opportunities that arose. And really, we didn't want to put people off. So when people arrived at the site, they were just thinking about maybe and trying to find out whether this was a concept that they would be interested in.
Yeah.
We wanted to try and encourage them to actually see it for themselves. So I guess that kind of got the main driver behind it.
Fantastic. And did you have some kind of, I'm trying to choose the right word, is reticence the right word, fear of going forward with this, and how did you overcome that?
It was a big decision for us. I mean, there's several reasons why, because the cost, I mean, that's going to cost us money to provide our product. You know, there's a data cost behind it, and we have to run the thing. But also, we're giving away our hard work. So to what degree does one do that in a way to understand? I mean, this isn't a consumer business where you offer something free and you kind of hope for the best that in the future you'll be able to find a way to monetize it. Now, this is a commercial operation, and there has to be a model behind it. But I guess that got us thinking that there's a difference between free and freemium, and really designed it in a way where we felt that we could create a more of a situation where we could upsell the right types of customers, or at least allow them the opportunity to upgrade if they felt it was useful for them.
Now, here's a $64,000 million question, if that is such a number. What are the benefits that you've seen so far?
Well, simply, more people are using it. I mean, there's people around the world. We're getting people registering every day now. It's a really clear call to action for some of our marketing materials. There's a good vibe going on. Mm. We are very geared up. We're very positive internally because there's so much interaction, so much happening now. And really, what we've got is a great base of customers that seem to want to engage with us. For some reason, they feel they're getting something free and they're giving something back. When we ask to engage with them, that they're really willing to participate in conversations. They're very willing to give us feedback. So they effectively become a user base for testing, both making sure there are no issues, but also for making sure that it's useful for them. So the whole dialogue with the market has really improved as a result of that. And we're getting people that are advocates that want to talk about it and spread the words. And it's given us this real position of confidence now that that we have a product which is right.
Now, presumably, this has kind of affected the shape of your business funnel, or of your sales funnel, effectively. What sort of conversion rate are you seeing, or is it too early to tell at the moment?
Probably too early to tell. I mean, I guess we had some luck in one of the first few people to take a free account, upgraded to a paid account within maybe 48 hours.
Mm.
So that was something that paid for the first tranche of free accounts. So that was very helpful. But it's really broken down the barriers. You know, we had a meeting with a very large, well-known enterprise that came in and to investigate with a view to doing, taking a license out later.
Mm.
But the fact that they kind of raised their eyebrows in surprise that they could actually set up their own free account. So without telling us, they went off and the next day created an account, saw that it worked perfectly on their website.
Yeah.
And then they came back to us immediately and say, right, let's run a proof of concept now, which was paid for. So it immediately is breaking down some barriers or not putting people off that might have otherwise been put off. So it's giving everyone a bit more confidence.
Do you think there are any sort of, going from your experience, do you think there are any sort of particular business models that are particularly well suited to the freemium approach?
Yeah, I think business is changing generally. I think there's a growing expectation from customers to receive some value up front. But likewise, I think there is sort of greater emphasis from businesses to want to give a better customer experience. Mm. I've got kids and I know that if we go and get some ice cream and there's some flavors we're not sure about, that we'll be offered some tasters of those ice creams before we buy. Mm. And I think that is a freemium model. That's really trying to whet your appetite before you commit. I think that actually these days it sort of does fall across both online and offline in a way that makes relationships stronger.
Well, Ben, thanks for sharing that with us. That's a nice insight into moving from the sort of paid to the freemium model. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Decibel Insight?
They can open a free account at decibelinsight.com or they can follow us on Twitter at Decibel Insight.
Thanks, Ben. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening. You can find show notes at sitevisibility.com/impodcast. If you've got questions, send them to podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. If you want to call us and leave a message or a question, it's +44 1273 256 150. And of course, you can find us on iTunes, and we do like reviews and ratings on iTunes. That's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from Ben.
Thanks very much.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.